This is the Community Forum, a public affairs presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. Welcome to the program. It is good to have you along as we talk today with Kurt Mosser, the 107th District, Pennsylvania representative, representing parts of our listening area, including right here in Danville, where WPGM is located. Thanks for joining us today. Let's begin with a talk of the state budget. The governor has announced the plan, which of course will be picked apart and hashed over in the coming months. Give us your take on it, though, Representative Mosser. What are your thoughts on the spending plan?
Well, I mean, I think it's typical of, you know, it's a starting point. It's not, certainly, I don't even think the governor expects this, what he put out there, to be the final say. This is a starting point where he sort of lays out his priorities, and now we work from here with budget hearings and go from there to negotiate a final product. I do have concerns that over the past number of years he's overspent what we did budget, so I think the budget should mean something, and I have concerns about the overspending that the administration has had. And also there's a new $2 billion in spending in this year's budget, which is, it's concerning. The number just keeps going up and up and up, and I think we ought to keep spending under control.
In the same day, I saw two different news reports saying there would be no new taxes, and then there were taxes. Does that kind of one of those semantics things as to what you're calling taxes? Or
yeah, I mean, he did say that there was no new taxes, but obviously that just wasn't true when you either adjust how you collect them and businesses have to pay more because of the changes that you made, it's an increase in taxes. You can call it whatever you want to. So there are some tax increases in his proposal. Certainly we hope that our caucus can keep those tax increases out of the final product.
Okay. The one of the ones that kept coming up was the with Marcellus shale drilling. Is that still on the governor's agenda?
Yeah, I mean, that's always been since day one. And I think you could look at a fair extraction tax, but I think the first thing you have to do is start with the truth. He always says we're the only state not to have a severance tax on natural gas. Well, what he forgets to mention is we're the only state with an impact fee on the natural gas. So let's start with an honest discussion. Let's be honest when we start the discussion. It's a little bit hard to negotiate in good faith when they're starting out with phrases like that, rhetoric like that.
Aside from the relationship then between the governor and the Republicans, do you feel like the climate in Harrisburg is any better or any worse than five years ago? I mean, obviously the national scene is people are pretty divided, but give me your impression of Harrisburg and the parties as they work together or don't.
Yeah, we don't have near the problems that they do in Washington as far as partisan politics. The majority of the bills that get passed in Harrisburg are bipartisan bills. Do we have issues that divide us? Certainly. We certainly do. But we can get things done. I think even the relationship with the governor certainly has improved since early in this tenure. It was certainly a more contentious arrangement between the governor and the legislature. That's improved. So I'm hopeful we can get a budget on time and do what's best for the taxpayers of Pennsylvania.
Well, let's talk a bit about some of the things you've been dealing with in Harrisburg. There's been a lot of talk about the state system of higher education and concerns about that, and financially, if they can stay afloat. Give us kind of an update on that and what the state's trying to do to get that on an even keel again.
Well, I mean, we have the state system of higher education, which is it's an asset of the Commonwealth. We have some great schools in that system, but then we have some schools that truly struggle. Cheney, for instance, outside of Philadelphia, is just drastically every year underwater. We have a new chancellor now that's looking at it from afresh, and I have faith in the new chancellor that some things, drastic changes, have to be done within the system to keep it afloat. And again, keep costs down, but provide a great education, which I think most of our PASHE schools do.
Any concern of any of them closing?
Well, you know, if it was a private business, a couple of them would be closed. So we've been propping up a couple of the schools. I think if we rethink them as far as maybe trades, look at what we're offering in those schools, maybe we can keep them open. But I think everything should be on the table, and I think the chancellor is sort of approaching it that way. Everything is on the table, and we'll negotiate from there.
Human trafficking. What's changed in Harrisburg in that regard? I think there have been some recent legislation pieces, am I correct?
We did. We did a series of bills where we're really cracking down on those who are involved in human trafficking. Sadly, Pennsylvania is one of the top states in the country for human trafficking. We really ramped up the penalties and the jail sentences for those who are involved, and hopefully we're going to make a change here and say, we're not open for that type of business here in Pennsylvania.
And sometimes people don't think of that as a Pennsylvania problem, but certainly along I-80 and 81, that's got to be a big concern that, this is where it's happening.
80, 81, 11, 30 down in Lancaster. We have a lot of routes that are sort of the epicenter, not just for our state, but again, nationwide, because we rank as one of the top states where it's happening. I think a lot of that plays into our proximity between the entire northeastern part of the United States and the traffic and the population centers. But again, we're doing everything that we can to crack down on this activity.
Okay. Another thing that's been in the news a lot lately is vaping. Is that something you guys have looked at as far as any kind of controls or changes in law there?
There's been a lot of talk about the vaping. There were some changes, I think, in the age. So there's been talk about the flavors and things like that. I think they're doing a lot of this also at the national level. But I have concerns because I know a number of people who were able to quit smoking because of vaping. So I want to be careful how we proceed with this. The last thing we want to do is take something away that might help someone quit smoking. However, we understand the concerns that we want to know what the health problems might be from vaping itself. So it's one of those new products that you're sort of wading through and trying to figure this out.
And as for tobacco, that just changed this year too, the age at which you can purchase.
It did. We changed it, and then a week later, the federal government changed it. So it's now 21 to buy tobacco.
Let's talk about the infrastructure now in Pennsylvania. The bridges have been a big concern, a lot of structural deficiencies, and that's been worked on and is continuing. And we also have the CSVT going in the area here, which is another massive project.
We're making great headway. I mean, we were underfunded. They kicked the can down the road for so many years that gas tax was inevitable. Because nothing had been done to address the transportation funding crisis for decades. I know it was the toughest vote I've ever taken, and had it not been for the CSVT here being in this region, which is by far the largest transportation project in the state, I probably couldn't have voted for that. But because of the CSVT and the decades of waiting for that and what it means to the people here in this region, it was important, and it's a safety factor for a lot of people in that travel that road, not just that live in that area, but certainly people who live in my district that travel that on a regular basis. Our bridges are getting better. The investment is paying off, but it's a slow process. We still have some work to do there because state police are currently heavily funded through that gas tax, and we need to find another way to fund our state police and not take the money out of what should be going towards roads and bridges.
And another topic that, not one you hear about every day, but that's kind of become a concern, I don't know if legislatively if anything's been done or could be done further, but and that is the volunteer firefighters in this state have shrunk, the numbers have shrunken dramatically.
We did a number of tax incentives for volunteer firefighters. You're exactly right. The numbers have fallen. In the 70s, there was 300,000 volunteer firefighters. I think currently there are 38,000 volunteer firefighters across the Commonwealth. That's a drastic, drastic change. So while we did do some tax incentives, and anybody who calls my office, we can certainly go into a deeper dive on that and what's out there for volunteers. But we want to do everything that we can for our volunteer fire companies to be able to recruit and retain volunteers.
Is that system kind of unique to rural areas anywhere in the country? I mean, you know, there's certainly in the cities, there's paid positions.
Yeah, certainly across the Commonwealth, the rural areas have the volunteers and the urban areas have the paid firefighters. I couldn't tell you nationwide. I do know that if we had to have paid services across the Commonwealth, the amount of taxes we would have to pay to pay for these firefighting services that are done by volunteers now is incredible. I don't think we could sustain it. And I'm so thankful for our volunteers and the work that they do. Sometimes thankless, but they're just a godsend for this Commonwealth.
In the new year, your top priority as a legislator, what is something you would like to see done that may or may not get addressed, but, you know, things that you would continue to push?
Well, I continue to work on some key areas that I've worked on since day one. The opioid problem continues to be a problem in the region. We're working on a number of things there. Blight continues to be a problem here, certainly in this region, the coal region, the steel towns, all suffering from blight. And what can we do to revive these neighborhoods? So I'm working a lot on that. And then it just comes back down to how can we make Pennsylvania more competitive to lure businesses to the Commonwealth?
Okay. And on the opioid topic, I guess there were some new numbers that were close to being released, but that they said the rural counties actually saw higher numbers again, although the, you know, bigger counties were going the other direction. So is it overall, though, the you've seen improvement?
I have. I mean, I think statewide they've seen improvement, but Northumberland County's numbers went up last year. And that's very alarming because the numbers last year were the numbers the year before were way too high, and for that number to go up, there's no choice. It has to go down, and we have to figure out ways to make that happen.
And I'm sure you've had the same experience, but I've already had conversations with my wife where one of us will say, "Did you hear so and so passed away?" And then the other one says, "Was it opioid?" And it was. And so many times it's an overdose. Everyday average people. Sometimes it's not. It's nothing shady. The image you have of it, I guess.
It's not who you think it is. It's good family suffering from this. I lost my niece, and it devastated our family. So a lot of great families are losing good people who made maybe a bad decision, and they were hooked. So this is affecting everybody. It's not the stereotypical people that oftentimes people want to associate with it, but it is your neighbors. And oftentimes, if your family hasn't been hit, you're one of the lucky ones. Because most families have been hit in one way or another by addiction. And it continues to be a problem, but it continues to be a problem that we work on every day.
And that concludes today's program, our interview with Kurt Mosser, the 107th Legislative District Representative in Pennsylvania, representing Danville and surrounding areas. Representative Mosser, we appreciate your time, and we want to thank you, the listener, for tuning in. This has been a presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. The views expressed on the Community Forum by our guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the moderator, staff, or management of this station.